He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the January 15th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, it's not a triple-digit day today for a change. It could be before the day is over, but it is a down day to start this Thursday in the market. The S&P, in fact, is right at 2,000 right now, 2,000.41. It seems to be the support level. We're down 10 points on the S&P 500. That's a half a percent these days. One half of 1%. We have the Dow down 80 points. The Dow is at 17,346, and it seems to be trading in a range right now of about 17,300 on the downside and 18,000 on the upside. We'll see if it stays in that channel. The NASDAQ is down 39 points. It's getting hit the hardest. It's down 0.8%. The NASDAQ is at 4,600. Crude oil, the last read I got, it's up a little bit here. It's been very volatile. I show $49.46. It had a pretty good rally yesterday. And hey, believe it or not, I actually saw a couple of crude oil stocks that caught my interest yesterday. That I want to talk about a little bit later in the show. Gold is also catching my interest here. Gold is at $12.59. Gold is being helped along by the big, big move by the Swiss bank to take the cap off of the Swiss franc. The Swiss franc is up like 23% today. That's just mind-boggling. That's helping gold up 2%. The 10-year bond is at 1.82%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Triple-digit days are becoming the norm on Wall Street these days. January has started out as a very, very volatile month in the market. As January goes, so goes the rest of the year. Well, that old axiom has been pretty reliable over the years. I want to say it's about an 80% accuracy rate. But no 2 years are ever alike, and you can't determine what the year's going to end up being like after just a couple of weeks into the new year. Oil continues to stymie everybody, continues to puzzle everybody. I think every expert I've heard that's followed crude oil and crude oil stocks for many years, analyst on Wall Street, not a one of them has any clue where oil will finally find a bottom. Now, I did see a couple of oil stocks yesterday that really caught my eye, and I'm going to talk about those today. I've also seen a little bit of activity here in gold that's been interesting. The move by Switzerland overnight to take off the cap of the Swiss franc, whew, what an immediate impact that had. The Swiss franc up 23% in just a few minutes after that cap was removed, and that's killing a lot of the Swiss stocks like Swatch, like Novartis, Credit Suisse, UBS. They're getting clobbered on this huge move in the Swiss franc. Gold is also on the receiving end of that move. Gold is getting interesting here, and we're going to continue to watch gold. There definitely is a currency war going around the world, and that's also adding to this volatility that we're seeing in the market to start 2015. Meanwhile, a couple of the areas of the market that I like, other than U.S. stocks, that I've said this many times, there's two other countries that I am invested in right now. One of those is India. And India surprised everybody overnight with a rate cut. India Central Bank surprised the market with an early morning rate cut today in a move to help improve growth in Asia's third largest economy. Boy, do I like India. I really like that play. and I may well be looking to increase my exposure there to India. I believe the fund that I bought in about February of last year is up over 25% so far, far outperforming the U.S. markets. And I still think there's a lot of room to move in India. Stocks, bonds, and the rupee surged after Governor Raghuram Rajan lowered the repurchase rate to 7.75 from 8%, the first rate reduction in nearly 2 years as lower food and oil prices cooled inflationary pressures. India's NSE index is up 2.7% today. And as I look at my India holdings, one of which is the India Fund, which is a closed-end fund, IFN, it's breaking out today, up about 2%. To new all-time highs. So, you know, there are other markets out there besides the U.S. and India, with the election of a pro-business capitalism type of guy. Narendra Modi has really got those markets moving over there and really wants to bring back India into the world economy. And I've been playing it. I think it's got a lot further to go. Look, their interest rates are at 7.75. They got a long ways to go on the downside if they want to cut those rates. We're currently at 0.25% on the federal fund rate, right? We have a zero interest rate policy. So I still like the play in India. It's very hard to buy a lot of the India stocks, so I do it through mutual funds and through exchange-traded funds and through ETFs that are able to buy those stocks a lot easier than I am. Difficult to buy stocks on the Bombay Stock Exchange, so it might be something you want to look into. I'm not wild on the emerging markets, and I haven't been for quite some time, but I do like this India play and continue to like it and continue to have a pretty decent exposure there, and I'm looking more than likely to add to that exposure going forward. Also, Chinese stocks are now up 60% since mid-July. That is those A shares, the Shanghai Composite. And again, that's a very hard market to buy into those stocks. They're not readily available, you know, at your local discount broker. And I buy those A shares through an A share closed-end fund, which is CAF. That's the China A-Shares, having a very good day again today. I continue to like that play. China is outperforming, especially that Shanghai Composite. It's up another 3.5% today, and that's something to keep your eye on. So China and India, China A-Shares and India are some foreign markets that I continue to like, and they continue to do well. Meanwhile, no inflation in the U.S. once again this week. PPI, biggest drop in a long time. Of course, we're not too worried about inflation right now with gasoline hovering around $2 at the pump. There are certain areas, obviously, where we're seeing some inflation, but very little. Once again, the jobs market this week is adequate. Not smoking red hot, but adequate. I do note that Apache is laying off 5% of its workforce, and I said, you know, that we may start to see some of these oil patch layoffs showing up in the initial jobless claims. The initial jobless claims this week were a little bit higher than normal, but still very, very a decent number to continue to support a U.S. economy moving higher. That big news overnight with the Swiss franc, the Swiss franc, let's just see, FNF, I believe, is the symbol for the Swiss franc. No, F, it is F, FXF, that's it, FXF. Let's just take a look. Oh, look at that. Holy cow. Up about 20% is the Swiss franc. You want to buy Swiss francs? FXF is the symbol. Swiss francs have been going down for the last year along with the euro, and all of a sudden the Swiss franc decided to let their currency float a little bit more freely, and look at, it's not only floating, it's bobbing to the surface right now. And this is favorable for gold, which hit a four-month high here recently. Gold is starting to look interesting to me, and I'm looking maybe to add a few gold stocks to my portfolio. I'm also looking to add a few oil stocks at this point in time to my portfolio. In fact, when we come back in the second quarter, Maybe I'll feature the one that I'm particularly looking at right now. Meanwhile, that housing market issue. When we just got the bad news from Kaufman and Broad, we get pretty good news from Lennar, which beat by 11 cents. So we're still trying to get an accurate read on the housing and the home building stocks. But for now, I would say, even though they've perked up a little bit, I would continue to avoid those stocks. So some real interesting possibilities out there. No 2 years in the market are alike. Asset classes flow in and out of favor, and there's a couple that may be flowing back into favor here that I want to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, one thing in the market, when you take a look at the three biggest factors that most people base their investing or their trading or whatever on, is number one, technicals. All right, there's a lot of people out there that are just technical traders. It's all they do is look at stock charts. I love to look at stock charts. I look at hundreds a day. But having said that, you know, technicals are just one thing. Technicals don't really tell you what's under the hood. Although a true technician would say, well, you know, everything I need to know about a stock is right there in that technical pattern. And I would just come back and say, well, you know, I mean, how much debt is on their balance sheet? And how has the stock done over the years? What kind of PE ratio is it at? Is it vulnerable from a valuation point of view? I like a little more than just technicals. The second thing that most people look at is some kind of relative strength or momentum. The momentum player's performance, which is, you know, it's technicals, but at the same time, it's also adds some numbers to the equation. You know, on a scale of 1 to 99, this one's going better than 97% of all the others. There's relative strength numbers, performance. And the last one is fundamentals. And there's a lot of people that trade just on pure fundamentals. The value investors, 99% of them are pure fundamentals. Now, let me ask you this. Of those three, which one moves the first and which one moves last? Okay. Well, it's the technicals, obviously, that move first. Take a look at the downturn in the oil stocks back in the late summer of last year. What was the first clue that something was amiss in the oil patch? The oil stocks were starting to roll over. We've talked about the various technical patterns that stocks trace out. And when something starts to go from an uptrend, which the oil stocks were doing at earlier in the year, and then they start to flatten out, and then they start to roll over. That's a technical pattern that's very ominous. So all of a sudden, the technicians are usually the first ones to get in or out, the first ones to notice that there's either trouble or that there's something brewing on the good side in a stock, okay? The second one to move, the second most sensitive type of trading is relative strength and performance. When my stocks in my database, when the stocks in my database start dropping in rank, it generally happens, you know, gradually, but sometimes it starts happening very quickly. They start falling from grace very quickly. Their relative strength, one against another, starts falling very, very quickly. And lastly, you know, I didn't start to see fundamentals, the earnings estimate changes on the oil stocks until several months after most of the damage had been done. The fundamentals are the slowest to change, okay? But when those technicals start moving, it's telling you something is up, something is not right, that the fundamentals are likely to change in the future one way or the other. And when the technicals started breaking down on the oil stocks in August of last year, they were telling us that the fundamentals are not as they seem. And now we've seen the earnings estimates on many of these oil stocks get slashed in half. And I've even seen some of the big Wall Street firms like Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs, just now they're downgrading the oil stocks from buy to hold. Does that do me any good if I owned them now that they're down 40-50%? So the technicals move first, then it starts showing up in relative strength and performance and momentum, and lastly, it starts showing up in the fundamentals. That's why I don't like to rely on fundamentals alone, because by the time the fundamental guys realize there's something amiss, most of the damage has been done. Now, having said that, it works both ways. When the technicals start to turn up, and they're not always right, but it may be telling us that we've reached bottom and that there may be some buying opportunities out there. And I have my eye. Look, I want to buy a cheap oil stock just as much as the next guy, because there ought to be some pretty doggone good upside potential if we can find some and buy them at or near or fairly close to the bottom. And I'll just mention one, too, that caught my eye yesterday. And I sent out tweets on these as I went through my daily rounds of looking at hundreds and hundreds of stocks during the day. One that caught my eye was one that I used to own. The name of the stock is Diamondback Energy. It's a mid-cap, trades on the NASDAQ. FANG is the symbol. Sink your teeth into that one. FANG. It's headquartered in Midland, Texas. And they're a fracker. They're engaged in oil and gas exploration and production of unconventional onshore oil and gas wells in the Permian Basin in West Texas. Now, what I want to bring to your attention is the technicals are starting to change on this stock. If you look at a one-year chart of FANG, you will see a stock that was going up until June of last year, and then it started to consolidate, and then it started to roll over. And I can remember, I could look up in my newsletter when I actually sold FANG. It was a long, long time ago. And FANG went all the way from 93 clear down to 51. It lost 45% of its value. Okay, and the first guys to notice something was amiss, like I say, were the technicians, saying, you know, this thing's breaking support. In fact, as I look back at my one-year chart of FANG, I can see where I drew lines in the sand. This is the support level, and I can see where it broke below that support level. Usually about 10% from the high, somewhere in there, you have to start worrying, maybe 8%. And then it broke down. And it's been in a downtrend ever since, from June to January, 7 months, 6 to 7 months downtrend. Okay, and I don't like to buy stocks in a downtrend. That's not how you make money. That's how you buy high and sell lower, usually. Okay, now FANG has been kind of putting in a bottoming formation here for the last 6 weeks since mid-December. And FANG actually broke out to the upside just yesterday. Now, that does not a new trend make, but that definitely has added that, has put that stock on my watch list. The downtrend potentially has reversed back up to an uptrend, or at least a sideways trend at least. Now, I think it's too early to do anything about it, but I think there's going to be some opportunities going forward here, and FANG is one on my list, a mid-cap fracker headquartered in Midland, Texas. I have no position in it, but I have my eyeballs keenly planted on it daily. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about some of the cross currents in the market here. One obviously being oil prices as they slosh around all over the place. And, you know, when I hear the experts that have covered oil in the oil patch all their life, you know, analysts for Citigroup, etc., and they have no clue when oil will find the bottom. That's all they can tell you is that we know that it will overshoot. It always does. It will overshoot on the downside and will overshoot on the upside. And as I look at a chart of oil right now, I don't see a bottom there yet. I see a commodity trying to make a bottom, but I don't see a bottom there yet. Now, having said that, I do see a few stocks in the oil patch that look interesting right now. I just mentioned FANG. I would also mention Continental Resources, Harold Hamm's company. I've actually had Harold Hamm on my show many years ago. I wrote about Continental in my book in 2011, and Harold was nice enough to come on my show. He's the guy that wrote the billion-dollar check to his ex-wife as part of the divorce settlement, which is still ongoing. Howard's a colorful character. Continental Resources, I'm also seeing that technical pattern start to show up way before the fundamentals, way before the relative strength. In fact, you know what the relative strength is on Continental Resource on a scale of 1 to 99? It's 7 right now. And you know, by the time it's 99, and most of the early gains will have been made. So that's why I like to add. That's why I'm a technician. I love to look at technical patterns. And I'm seeing a technical pattern in Continental Resource that is at least going sideways right now and is threatening to actually turn around and start going up again. So I think we can at least start looking. Even though the commodity hasn't bottomed yet, the stocks seem to be telling us that they think it is. So we'll keep our eye on this. As of right now, I have no exposure to the oil patch other than the pipeline stock that I've owned for 3 years or 4 years and tripled my money in is Magellan Midstream Partners. I continue to own that, but I recently cut my exposure there in half because it had become an outsized position. We've talked about India, which did a rate cut here. Surprising. I continue to like that India play, and there's lots of ways to play it. Mutual funds, ETFs are the best way, closed-end funds. And I like that China A-share play still, which is going nicely right now. We continue to watch earnings as they come in on a daily basis. And we continue to look at companies on the sunny side of the street of low oil prices. One of the areas of the market are companies that buy a lot of petroleum products to make their products, right? Paint would be one of those. Continental Resources, obviously, has been on the dark side of the street. PPG has been on the sunny side of the street of this trade. This is the old Pittsburgh Glass and Paint. PPG is a $31 billion company. PPG, let's see, what index is PPG in? I want to say it's in the S&P 500. It's not in the Dow, obviously, but I believe it's in the S&P 500. What does PPG do for a living? They manufacture coatings, glass, and chemicals for the packaging, aerospace, architectural, automotive, and other markets. And when one of your biggest expenses are petroleum products, like the airlines, and like companies that manufacture things made from petroleum products, boy, that really boosts your bottom line. And PPG has been a good stock over the years, even with high energy prices. All right, let's just take a look at the particulars right now on PPG, which is a large cap. Does it pay a dividend? Yes. 1.2%. So it could qualify for a growth and income portfolio. It could qualify for a conservative growth portfolio. It could qualify as a potential candidate for a moderate growth. This is not an aggressive growth stock, even though Over the last 5 years, PPG has been growing their earnings by 22% per year. Well, the economy has been growing by 22% per year, has it? So PPG obviously is in a slice of the economy that's doing much better than the overall economy. And as a company, they're doing much better than the overall market. Sherwin-Williams is also doing well, SHW, which has that same dynamic going on. But today we're featuring PPG, which over the last 10 years has tripled the returns of the market. You got to be pretty happy with that. That's painting your portfolio and your returns with a pretty nice color there, isn't it? Happy color. Over the last 5 years, PPG has been putting up numbers of 32% per year for its shareholders. No guarantees going forward, but that's what it's done over the last 5 years, including its dividend that it pays. And over the last 3 years, it's been averaging 40% per year. These numbers come from the Best Stocks Now app. BestStocksNowApp.com. Or in the iTunes store or in the Google Play store. Over the last 12 months, PPG has doubled the returns of the market. And believe it or not, when I stack PPG up against 3,943 stocks in my database, PPG gets an A- performance grade. You know, that's pretty good for a paint stock. You know, you go down the aisles of Home Depot. I bought more than my share of buckets of paint. I've painted my entire house before. Before we moved downtown, my wife and I lived on some acreage up in the North County of San Diego, and it was kind of an old Spanish house. And I decided, Bill, I don't like the color of it. It's kind of a muddy color. It needs to be adobe white, like the Spanish houses that I grew up with down in the Point Loma area. So haul home the 5 gallon buckets of white paint, bought a little bought an airless paint gun. Hey, I really like that, although most of it ended up on me. And there was a few slips on the ladder, you know. My wife would hear a big racket outside and she'd come out, "Are you okay?" And I'd have paint all over me and maybe a bloody finger or two. But yeah, you know, I said, "Oh, I'm fine." And I ended up single-handedly painting the entire house. I've done that a few times, you know, in my life. I think I'm done with that. Now that I live on the 19th floor of a tower, I don't think I'll paint the tower. I'm not going to volunteer for that one. But I'm sure I use some of Pittsburgh Glass and Paints, PPG Industries products. And it was nice. You know, when you're all done, that's the thing about these projects. When you're all done, you get back and look and say, I should have never painted it white. It doesn't look good white. And eventually I went to a kind of more of a desert sand color. Because my wife says, you know, I don't know. Now this is when I'm all done. Anyways, PPG has also got a good momentum grade right now. A-. It broke out to a new all-time high this morning before pulling back. They also have reported earnings, which came in much better than expected. And as we look at the valuation of PPG, they're expected to make $11.51 in earnings. You know, you can fool around with these internet stocks all you want. Facebook's going to make $1.91 in earnings next year. Amazon's lucky to make 82 cents. And here's just a solid company that sells paint and glass and chemicals and packaging materials. They're going to make $11.51 in earnings, and they're expected to grow by 13% per year over the next 5 years. So let's take $11.51, let's add 13%, let's do that 5 years in a row, come up with an earnings estimate 5 years from now. A lot of what-ifs between now and then. That's why we watch them quarter by quarter. Day by day, let's put a multiple on it that is appropriate for a stock in this industry. I come up with a $400 potential 5-year target. Stock's currently trading at $228. Believe it or not, this large cap, simple, basic stock, basic company comes in at number 113 out of 3,943. It gets an A-minus stock grade, which equates to a buy in my system. And that, by contrast, let's take a look at a sexier stock like Amazon. It's ranked number 2,355. PPG is a very, very good example of what I mean by a best stock now. They're obviously in a sweet spot in the economy, and they're on the sunny side of the street of low oil prices. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, I thought I'd go over. I made a lot of observations here in the market this week, and I've sent out tweets on those observations. But here's some things that have caught my eye this week. Different stocks, mostly individual stocks. I tweeted out on Wednesday, I said, the best breakout that I have seen all day long, and I've noticed that there's some movement in this sector of the market. I tweeted out IDXX, which is IDEX Labs, which is a mid-cap stock. I've noticed a lot of animal-related, veterinary-related stocks that have been on the move. Woof would be another one that would come to my mind, W-O-O-F. But IDEX, IDXX, had a massive technical breakout. This is not a stock that I own, but it's an observation that I made. These are all stocks that are on my watch list. Another one that really caught my eye, and kind of in the same vein as PPG, is Mohawk Industries. Mohawk makes floor covering products for the residential and commercial applications in the U.S. and Europe. Mohawk has been a powerhouse earning stock since the bottom of the housing market back in 2009. Mohawk got clear down to 16. It's back to 166. Expected to make 937 next year. And I sent out a tweet on Wednesday. That's the second best breakout I saw on Wednesday. A San Diego stock that has caught my eye here recently, I don't own this one either, is Halozyme Therapeutics, Halo, which makes human enzymes for the drug delivery, endocrinology, oncology, and dermatology markets. I noticed a big mass of volume in this thing, accumulation. Somebody's been accumulating this thing since the beginning of the year. Again, not one that I own, but one that caught my eye earlier this week. Fang, I mentioned. I featured Fang in the second quarter of the show today. Diamondback Energy in Midland, Texas. I don't know if the oil prices have bottomed yet, but I'm starting to see some oil stocks, and I'm going to look for more today, that are really starting to catch my eye. And Fang, I sent out a tweet on Wednesday. This is the best energy stock move that I have seen in a while. Another area of the market, the paper stocks. Boise Cascade, BCC. There's another very, very good move. It's ranked number 73 in my app right now. I do not have a current position in it. I think Boise Cascade actually, remember when it was publicly traded, and then I think it went private. I think it was taken private by a turnaround firm, company headquartered in Boise, Idaho. Then they rolled it back out in 2013. And boy, I'll tell you what, this thing broke out in the fall of last year, and it keeps looking better and better and better. One to keep your eye on. I sent out a note or a tweet on Avigo, which is one that I have a big position in here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's a Singapore designer of analog ICs for telecom, industrial, automotive, and computing markets. It's a large cap, $27 billion company. It's ranked number 85 over number 18 overall in my app right now. I've owned it for quite some time, and I noted earlier this week that, boy, those technicals on it continue to look very, very good. Let's see, what else? Oh, Whirlpool, another one. You know, best stocks now come in all shapes and sizes. And Whirlpool, I've sworn at Whirlpool a few times, you know, as my laundry, my whites, something happened, they got tangled up, and or the dryer stopped working or something. Whirlpool is a $15 billion company that's also been just an earnings powerhouse, much like PPG, much like Sherwin-Williams, much like Mohawk, basic companies. But Whirlpool's been hitting new highs recently, and that is one that I own in my growth and income accounts because Whirlpool also pays a pretty decent dividend of 1.5%. A biotech that I sent out a tweet on earlier this week was INSY, a small cap stock, which has also been hitting new highs recently. Came public in 2013 at $5 a share. Now it's $47 a share. You got to sit up and take note of that. And I've been watching the bigger biotechs that I own, Gilead. It's been making a pretty nice move. That's the hepatitis C monster, $150 billion company. And also Celgene has had a terrific week this week. Those are both stocks that I have big exposure to. Anyways, that's just one of the ways that you can follow what I'm doing during the week is by following me on Twitter. And if you don't have time to do that, you know, I'm at Bill Gunderson and I'm on Stock Twits. At the end of the day, you can just take a look at the app or my website, pwstreet.com, and there's you can just scroll down to the tweets that I've made. Usually it's only a few a day. I mean, I'm really selective. I don't tweet out what I'm having for lunch or anything like this. It has to be something that I find to be of keen interest to me anyways, and I share those thoughts with those people that follow me on Twitter. And then, of course, you know, a lot of those ideas end up becoming positions sometimes in my portfolio, sometimes not, just depends. But it always begins with something that catches my eye. Either the stock is gone way up in the ranking, my ranking system, which combines value and momentum and technicals, or I've seen a technical breakout, something that's caught my eye. And then, of course, every week in the newsletter, I published the final results. Well, you know, here's what I bought this past week, and here's what my portfolios basically look like right now. You can get on board the weekly newsletter, pwstreet.com. I've been bullish now for five and a half, almost 6 years. 6 years coming up in March, but I won't always be bullish. There will be a time when things start to change. They always do. Everything's cyclical. And you'll hear about it here on the show or in the newsletter, which again is pwstreet.com. And obviously we manage a lot of money here at Gunderson Capital Management for folks all across America. And you can get more information. You can call us, reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.